This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thursday's always great because we always go out to the Winter Nation Fan Guest Hotline and bring on from DraftKings, Lucy Burge, who joins us every Thursday. And Lucy, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. I want to start here because in the last 15 minutes, you tweeted, can they move the trade deadline to today because I can't do this anymore? Holy Christ. What's wrong?
It's just a good afternoon. It's rumor after rumor, conflicting rumors. This trade package for this trade, I can't do it anymore. Today would be great for it to happen so that it's just done.
Is it just Durant that you're sweating, are there corollaries to that?
No, it's like, oh, they could get Emmanuel Clase. They could do that. It's like, okay, well, then do it. Oh, they're not going to get Joe Ryan. Or they are going to get Joe. Like, just do it. Just do it. That's all that really meant.
But Lucy, ultimately, it doesn't matter because the Red Sox are going to win the World Series, right?
Exactly. So it really doesn't matter in the end.
By the way, just think about how good the car IGs are going to be early next week when you've got like 3 days till the deadline, 2 days till the deadline.
Are you going to do a deadline car IG?
Oh, maybe I will. Maybe, I'll be sweating
car IG
that
deadline
out.
Special.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that would be good. I'll dress up for it.
Yeah, Cheddarhead will love it.
Yeah, exactly. I did also, I don't know if I tweeted this or put this on my Instagram story at Lucille Verge. I can't read numbers very well. So trade deadlines and contracts and anything like that, not my forte. I can't read them out loud. So it's like, oh, they signed this for this contract and this much of it. I can't read the numbers out loud. So it's always a hassle for me.
Have you allowed yourself to think about like how you would immediately respond to a Durant trade if it happened? Like, would there be a cooling off period? Would you go straight to the gram? Would you immediately don Mets apparel as you do it? Like, would you try a press conference type setting where someone's asking you questions and you're fielding them in real time?
Yeah, maybe. I think I would need some time to process it. But, you know, the world goes on. It would be okay if that happened. So it does depend at this point what they get in return,
oh,
I think.
That sounds like a softening of your stance.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've softened a bit on this.
You have?
Did something happen? What happened?
No, nothing happened. The more you think about it, the more it's like, oh, well, if they get Joe Ryan, they get Joe Ryan. Or, you know, it depends on, you know, if he goes to the Mets, then I'd be, you know, a Mets fan maybe. But, you know, it would be too bad, I think, for the chemistry of the team. I don't know if they would continue with the home run celebration with the Wally head. And that's kind of nice. So it would be, you know, it would be sad, I think, you know, as a fan, and because he really contributes to the chemistry of the team. But, you know, we're adults. I'm not going to cry about it.
Wow, but, this is a change.
Yeah, it's a much different
version. 2 weeks ago, you were on these very airwaves saying, over my dead body.
Yeah, but now it's like TikTok. The trade deadline is so far away. I can't keep that up for too long.
Oh, you peaked.
Okay, now we can just get
it. They beat you into submission.
Serious, if it was that day, yes, I would still be running hot. But now I'm like, okay, like, we got some time to think about it, some time to settle. And it's like, okay, whatever happens, happens. Let's just move on from this.
All right. Well, let's get to a fun question here. Because Derrick Henry, he was with Adam Sandler, Happy Gilmore 2 premiere. Ah. And if you missed it with the Dan Patrick show, that they agreed if Derrick Henry runs for 2,000 yards, he'll be in an Adam Sandler movie. And Derrick Henry, of course, loves Adam Sandler. So if you could be in a movie with any actor, who would it be?
Yes. So when you texted me this, my first thought was Adam Sandler. Without knowing the backstory yet, Adam Sandler. But my other option, because I thought about this and I thought, well, these two and then Adam Sandler, but I have two and they're a pair. It is Steve Martin and okay. Martin Short.
Oh, Only Murders.
If I could go back and be in any movie and have a role in any movie, it would be the Annie in Father of the Bride, because those two in that movie, iconic performance. So I would want to be in that movie with them, or really in anything with them, because they have, I mean, I can't think of another duo with that much chemistry on that level for this many decades. So I would say those two. Oh, and then Adam Sandler would be second, because Adam Sandler just makes movies with his friends. And that's kind of what Martin Short and Martin Short and
Steve Martin.
Oh my God. Thank you. I would say Martin Sheen, Steve Martin do. So I would like to be in a movie with them.
Talking with Lucy Burgess, Inside Access here on The Fan. Every day gets us closer to the trade deadline. It also gets us closer to football season. And seems like a lot of attention is being paid to Bill Belichick's North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, it seems like ESPN, we were talking earlier, wants to broadcast every one of their games. It's being reported today that Carolina's sniffing around moving to the SEC. Are you getting more fired up about Bill Belichick in North Carolina?
Yes, I'm inching. So there's always a point in every year where football season and baseball season, the transition happens. And I always struggle with it because I think about the fall and the winter and how terrible winter is, but also missing baseball. So now I am attempting to start a little bit earlier and listen to like Patriots press conferences or, you know, what Belichick is doing. And so I get more into football mode. And I do feel, somebody asked me this on Instagram, of had the over-under for how many years Belichick will coach at UNC. And I would say the over-under would be set at one, but I would go over and say 2 years. Does he return to the NFL would be the only reason. I don't think the Jordan aspect is really going to play that much of a part in his coaching this year, because I feel like that's died down. I feel like it came to a peak where she said, we're not talking about this. And then now she's kind of settled in like, okay, I'm going to step back and let him do his job. So I am kind of gearing up for this. I am looking forward to seeing how the team is and to watch him coach. Now, besides all of his personal stuff, watch him coach a college team and the staff under Belichick and Lombardi, what that will look like. So I am looking forward to that.
So like, have you adopted them as your like college team or your second college team? Like they could be the Mets too, the Red Sox, if you already were like cheering for Boston College or whatever. And like, do you think, I know you've got a lot going on. Do you think your fall Saturdays will be spent making sure you're consuming UNC Tar Heels football?
Totally. And I would actually put UNC number one.
Okay.
I don't like BC very much. So I will say honestly, if I were to have a college football team, it would probably be UConn. I did go to the UConn-UNC bowl game last year. And I would say UNC would be, I mean, it has to kind of be number one right now.
Because I'm friends with Jim Mora. So if you want to go to a game or get sideline passes or anything, let me know.
Oh, well, I would love that. I'm also friends with Mike Lombardi. So I would love to get tickets to those games.
Name UNC, drops. I'm friends with Mike Lombardi, too. I bet I've known him longer than you have.
I'm
kidding.
I can't flex anything with you, but the I would say UNC above UConn though, so that would be my team. UConn would be my second team.
So you mentioned like the drama between Bill and Jordan has really been dead since that interview on CBS or whatever. Like, do you expect that to be this quiet the rest of the way, or do you think like the drama is going to resurface?
So as we have talked about in the past, you never know with these two. What is coming next? What, I mean, you have the Linda Holiday aspect where she finds a letter that is like to Linda. It's so confusing. And it's a little bit catty, I think. And it's a little like, just drop it. So you never know what is coming next with these two. But I do feel that there was some aspect potentially, I don't know the power dynamics of is UNC more powerful than Jordan or what, but I feel like maybe did they step in and say, hey, maybe, you know, during the season, just step back a little bit. And I don't know if she'd take that very well or if that even happened. But I do expect her to maybe have more of a quiet role and just let him coach and let him do his job. So I would veer more on the side of it, not a whole ton of drama is going to happen between those two or that they will create as many headlines during the actual season.
What's Birdgate?
Oh, okay. So I also have an update to Birdgate, by the way. So I saw, and I've never seen, actually.
It was on her Twitter, by the way.
I don't know what Birdgate is.
Yeah.
Yes. So I saw a dead bird on the street. I had never seen a dead bird on the street, and it was very sad. I've seen dead stuff on the street, but not a bird.
People.
So, right. But then Ozzy Osbourne died, and somebody said, oh, the two could be related. And I was like, oh, man, I mentioned it because could it be bad luck? And, you know, for my bets, it was actually bad luck. But I saw another dead bird on the street today.
Ooh.
When it rains, it pours. I had never seen one, and now I've seen two. So I don't know what if that has an omen, Hulk Hogan and Ozzy Osbourne, both. I don't know. Hulk Hogan and birds don't really correlate, but Ozzy Osbourne does. So I don't know what's going on or why now I'm seeing so many dead birds, but it is something that I have noticed.
Was it the same street?
No, it was a different street.
Same neighborhood?
Same neighborhood, same Back Bay neighborhood. One was on Commonwealth Avenue, and the other one was on Newbury Street. So I don't know what's going on, but that's just something to keep an eye on.
Well, where are you on just the birds discourse? Are birds real? Are they drones?
So I
this is a thing?
No, it's a goofy
thing. I started to dive into this. This is a good question because during COVID, I thought, is that what this is? They're recharging all the birds and they're actually like drones, like robots. And when they sit on power cords, they're charging. Once you go down this rabbit hole, it's tough to look at a bird the same. It really is. So I don't necessarily think that they are drones or anything but animals or what or aviation creatures, but it's not out of the question.
Maybe they're mixed in.
Oh, well,
maybe
you guys just lost me.
Yeah,
it's a thing. Google it.
It's flat Earth is also a thing.
Nah,
I mean, come on.
This is not more real.
The birds more.
Let's get to your best bet. I kind of lost me on the bird thing too. Randy Arozarena, correct?
Yeah, I am targeting him tonight. He has 3 home runs in his last 8 games. He's got 2 off of Kikuchi already in his career, and he's got 18 this season. So I'm feeling pretty good about that tonight, and you can get that at DraftKings because I am partnered with DraftKings. Yeah.
Let the people know where they can find you, Lucy.
They can find me at Pine Sports. You can sign up with code Lucy for 25% off your first subscription. Also at DraftKings, Instagram and Twitter at Lucille Burge.
Lucy, you're the best. Thank you as always. We'll chat next week.
Thank you, guys. You are the best. I'll talk to you next week.
Coming up next, Orioles beat the Guardians. They salvage 1 out of 4 in Cleveland. We'll give you the
one
recap
out of
how that
bad.
Went. Yeah, it's 250. And Felix Bautista, IL, discuss next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Next year on the Fan. Orioles salvage one in Cleveland, winning today 4-3. Got a nice start, a quality start from Charlie Morton. Went 6 2/3 to give up 3 earned runs. He walked 4 guys, struck out 7. Two home runs to Stephen Kwan. Dominguez got the 8th, giving up 2 hits and striking out 2. And Gregory Soto got the save in the 9th, going a clean 9th, striking out 2. Obviously no Felix Bautista because he's on the IL now with shoulder issues.
It's like, are we done, like, with the whole selling out to do whatever we have to do to win these games? Like, now, like, has that message trickled down to Mangelino now that they've lost their closer and are ostensibly on the cusp of trading a bunch of people?
Well, he's going to run like, out of guys that he thinks can play.
Like, do I ever have to hear that again in a season in which they're going to, I mean, will they even win 75 games? I doubt it. 70? I don't know.
75 games would be 30 more wins.
70 games? I don't know. You know? And so if that's where we are, again, what's it going to take to see Carlson, Kowser, Beavers in the outfield? You know what I mean? Like, what's it going to take to see Kobe Mayo and Dylan Carlson and Dylan Beavers and Jackson Holliday, and as soon as he's healthy, Bassaio. Like, what's it going to take to see all those guys in a lineup? Like, if that's where we are, then, like, what are we really doing with Ryan Mountcastle playing minor league rehab games? Because even if you trade O'Hearn, like, what are we doing?
Yeah, I'm not firmly convinced even after the trade deadline that Kobe Mayo is going to get a consistent run. It's at a point where I'll believe it when I see it. Now, when it comes to the outfield, assuming they do what we hope they'll do and trade Sed, trade Laureano, that opens up 2 spots right there. Carlson's already here. And then you hope you bring up Beavers with one of the spots. It's already a crowded outfield with Carlson up, and obviously that was with T.O. being banged up.
What if, is it Beavers or is it Heston to try to, you know, playing games about trying to gin back up his offseason trade? You know, well, we got to have men on a high note so we can get more for him in the offseason, even though I pray, and I don't really pray about anything, but I'll pretend to pray that anybody other than these guys are running this franchise, guys and gals are running this franchise when we get to the offseason. But like that's sort of where, you know what I mean, where I am. Like you're playing the Rockies this weekend, the worst team in Major League Baseball history. And you're arguably the biggest failure in recent Major League Baseball history. I mean, Jason Stark's a historian of the game. He went back and crunched the numbers over 50 years. He can't find a bigger flop than the Orioles. So, you know what I mean? Like what?
I'm just ready for the trade.
When do the lineups and the deployments of people in the field look indicative of where they are as a franchise?
Thursday.
Yeah, I would hope it would be.
Well, they're all next Thursday, week. So yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, next Friday.
You think they're trading everybody who should be traded?
I think they're trading all the expiring contracts.
Well, that would be everybody who should be traded.
Yeah.
Laureano.
Well, Laureano's got an option, but he's getting them the most back. Yeah. Not that it's a lot, but
sure.
I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Hey, at this point, we've seen this for what, 7 years? Nothing would surprise me. Like if they poop the bed and we get to the deadline and half the guys that should have been dealt are still here, I'm not going to be shocked.
Look, running down some of the names that you threw out there, they've waited this long. We're not seeing Sam until middle of August, whenever that rookie eligibility that's happening at that point. In terms of
if he's healthy.
Yes, that's true.
Because they've waited and waited and waited, and how many people have gotten hurt? Yes. This is not the first time. This happened with Kobe Mayo last year. It happened with Grayson Rodriguez the first year he came up. And it happened with Adley in what should have been the start of his rookie season by opening day.
Beavers. Would it shock me at all if they brought up Heston when they moved the outfielders? No, that wouldn't surprise me. And we already talked about Mayo. Mountcastle's going to come back, and even when O'Hearn gets dealt, would it shock you at all if Mountcastle gets...
Why not? I got some pushback from somebody about this when I mentioned it the other day. I was texting with someone I respect baseball-wise. I said, you DFA Mountcastle when he's healthy, and just be done. And this person was like, no, I don't want to give him up for nothing. I go, well, what is he? Yeah. Like, he's been a colossal disappointment now for 2+ years. You screwed it up. You should have DFA'd him when he was healthy, and then you would have flipped him
for a player to be named later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I
starting pitching wise, you think that Brandon Young is brought back up at that point when you deal some of these guys?
Yeah, he'll be back.
We'll see what happens with Slim.
I'm not sure they're dealing anybody other than Martin.
Eflin, baby.
I think you're going to have to eat money to do it.
Oh,
and
I don't
know that they're going to do that.
I'm not convinced that Sugano will get traded, but
good luck.
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen. Eflin, I think there's a chance.
I think they'd trade Eflin.
Yeah, I think there's a chance.
They're already eating money on Tyler O'Neill. That's a sunk cost.
Yeah, I don't know. And the whole Beavers thing, I just trying to think like they think.
Two more homers yesterday.
They might think it's cuter for them and cooler for them and better for them that his value is high after like crushing AAA for a full season, then actually do what would be in the best interest of the organization and their fans and starting to look at him up here, because they would make the claim that, well, the more things we have to trade in the offseason, the better. And so we've already let it go too long with some of these guys to the point where we can't get value for him. So let's just artificially try to prop this kid up again, rather than reward him for what he's done and give him a proper run up here. I think they'll try to use it to put Humpty Dumpty back together with Heston, and I think that could be to the detriment of Beavers, because they might not trade Laureano, and you're going to have Carlson, and you're going to have Calzer, and I don't know.
Well, one thing we know about this organization is they're very decisive.
Yeah.
And so we will have some clarity come Thursday, Jason.
Yeah, I don't think they're even going to do the stretch run the right way. I don't think they'll lean into it like they should.
Hey, coming up next, time for all the young dudes. And we get back to wrapping up what we decide what this core is on this team as the Orioles are trying to build around a core. And we pay off some polls from yesterday. Bottom of the hour, we're going to be taking your calls, 410-583-1057, about the Orioles' thoughts on Felix Bautista and the trade deadline. How about the Ravens and training camp? What are your bold predictions for training camp? But all the young dudes next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Those highlights were from happier times. We don't get as much excitement much anymore with the Orioles. Well, they did win today, taking 1-4 from the Guardians. And we discussed yesterday about the core of this team and who is the core, what is this core. Bone, we have polls to pay off, do we not?
We do. And they're brought to you by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at TeeTimeGolfPass.com. 1,100 votes in this poll that is final. IA 105.7 The Fan is how you can vote on all of our polls. Mike Elias says he won't trade his core, but do the Orioles really have one? Besides Gunner, who is definitely a far above average everyday player, Adley, Kowser, Westy, same people who sold you Grayson to replace Burns, you buying this core, Birdland. Gunner, Westy, Jackson, 63.4%. 24.5% say they're all legit. 12.1% says Gunner is their only stud.
I want to point out, we usually get much bigger numbers on Ravens polls and Orioles polls. Yeah. Orioles polls, this got over 1,000 votes.
Yeah, 1,100.
Like, yeah.
I think Gunnar Henderson is a great baseball player who's probably only going to be here another year or two. I think Adley Rutschman, especially if this franchise is under new management next year, I could see him being dealt. Jordan Westberg, I think, is going to prove to be an above-average power bat. I think if you look at the totality of the hit tool, including on base, I think it's going to leave a little bit to be desired. I think Jackson Holliday has a chance to be, a Gunnar Henderson with slightly less power at a less premium offensive position or defensive position, and offensive for that matter. Or maybe it's similar power, because Gunner's power has certainly, that's taken a dip. Outside of that, I don't think there's a whole lot here. I think Colton Kowser is a mythology. Like, it's great that he's got a personality and they can make money.
Got a section.
And they can make money profiting from his last name. But like, I'm not sold he's an everyday baseball player on a team that's serious about winning a World Series. And for all the college bats and as high as they took him, boy, he damn sight better be. If they really had conviction in Kobe Mayo, he'd be playing. I mean, Kobe Mayo's not playing now. I mean, what do they really think of Kobe Mayo? Now, they're probably wrong, but that doesn't mean he's going to help us here, because he'll go somewhere else and do it like Stowers. Pitching-wise, I don't know. Do they know how to bring Bradish back from injury? They don't know how to bring anybody back from injury.
He's in a rehab assignment.
They were bottom five in the league in man games lost to injury in 23 and 24. They fired the 40-year trainer in the middle of the night. Didn't give you any explanation for it. And then it's been nothing but hurt since. So, like, I don't know that Bradish is going to be the same. Like, core. How's that? I mean, they're in some great position of strength. As best I can tell, you need 9 baseball players, and not just hitters, but baseball players, fielders, throwers, runners. Like, they're nowhere close to that.
So I'm
nowhere close.
I'm more optimistic than you, but I agree. They don't have I think that Westbrook, Jackson, and Gunner are part of a core that can win, but that's it. Like, I also think that Colton Cowser can still be something, but he ain't yet. Beyond that, what's there?
That's where I voted to the Westy Jackson and Gunner part. And even with Westbrook, and I think he is so important to this lineup when he is on, he drives in runs. Does the on-base concern you? Yes, I get that. But in terms of just, he produces and drives in runs, and you can notice the difference when, I don't think it's coincidence when the offense fell off a cliff last year. It was around when he got hurt. And the offense was terrible at the beginning of the year, and he was hurt.
But let's be real. Part of it, he's been back a while, and Adley sucked for a calendar year, and they still can't score any runs.
No. Yes. But getting to my point, the injury thing, that's a thing when we're talking about Jordan Westbrook that has to be part of the discussion. He has missed a lot of time over the past year, and I think next year is a big year in terms of him proving that he has durability.
But part of that is on them. Like, Gunnar Henderson came back too soon. Jordan Westbrook probably should have started the year on the IL.
Hell
instead
they
rushed. Like, his season has been a bit of a lost season because of them.
Look, having a trainer with 40 years of experience who knew what he was doing was obviously somehow a threat to Mike Elias, even though Mike Elias had one of the 5 healthiest teams in the league for 2 years. How's that worked out since he made his change? So, yeah, it's got to reflect on him. I mean, if they give Mike Elias another offseason, this thing, that what is left to be inherited by whenever they get around to putting another group in here, like, the damage will be exponentially worse. Like, this is right now. Like, if he was healthy, I would literally say right now is when the decision on Adley Rutschman should be made. Mm-hmm. And that leaves you with a calendar year to make a decision on Gunnar Henderson. And you can take that core and shove it right up your backside because it doesn't exist. It's like all the parables you told about soul searching and change, and Grayson's going to replace
Burns
and lift off an elite talent pipeline, and we're going to have a hitting incubator that has elite swing decisions, and we're going to develop people with skill, with swing traits that allow us to get on base. Get out of
here. Felix Bautista's part of the core. He's now getting an MRI on his shoulder. As I said, even I, who is more optimistic than you, Jason, 3 does not make a playoff core. This is not basketball. This is baseball. And none of those guys are pitchers. So, like, I can't, as you said, I can't put Bradish in there because I don't know what he's going to look like. Like, Bradish, before he got hurt, was a Cy Young contender, but now he hadn't pitched in over a year.
I can remember Tyler Wells leading the American League in WHIP at an All-Star break a few years back.
That was fun.
Have you seen him since?
That was fun. Yeah. And even then we were saying he probably belongs in the bullpen. Oh, man. Yeah, they've screwed the pooch on a lot of guys as far as health is concerned.
Yeah.
Like, this is not the baseball gods. This is not coincidence. When so many guys are getting hurt, you have to ask the question, what the heck is going on?
To go from 100 wins 2 years ago to possibly be selecting in the top 5 of next year's draft, a lot has
you
to.
You can take the qualifier out.
Yeah.
You can take that possibly out.
Well, isn't it because
you'll have one of the five best odds to win it. Yeah.
They could get pushed down.
No, absolutely. But I mean, what he's trying to say is be among the 5 teams with the best chance of picking first overall.
Yep. Thanks to the Orioles the last time, they've now rigged the baseball draft that you don't get guaranteed anything anymore. No more trying to prevent tanking. Alas, we want to hear from the people next. Your thoughts on the O's, on Felix Bautista, on their core, on the Ravens. Training camp in full swing now. Your expectations, your bold predictions for training camp. 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next. One here for the people, 410-583-1057. We can talk O's. We're a week from the trade deadline and one possible piece, although none of us thought they were going to trade Felix Bautista. Sure. But he's now on the IL, so he's not getting dealt. Do you think the Orioles will do what they need to do as far as trade players at the deadline? Also, Ravens, we did a six-pack of bold predictions for training camp. Your thoughts, your bold prediction for training camp, 410-583-1057. Let's go out to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, you're on the fan.
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
Hey. Good.
So I want to talk about the Ravens, mostly my concerns as a fan towards this season. And it's mostly I'm blaming it all on the Orioles, right? You know, all the experts said, except for you, Jason, I'll give you your flowers on this, your predictions for the season, said, you know, the Orioles are going to be a World Series team. They've got this guy and this guy, top 10, this, blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm seeing a lot of the talking heads in the media for the NFL doing the same exact thing with the Ravens. And it scares me as a fan to get my hopes built up thinking that they're a Super Bowl contending team when year after year they always are the team that can make it but never makes it to the big game. So that's my big concern.
Well,
you know, I think they have the capability of, but like I said, I just don't want to get my hopes up.
I appreciate that. I think the difference with the Orioles compared to the Ravens is even assuming health. Let's just say everyone stayed healthy with the Orioles. We were still all extremely concerned about this starting rotation. Now, with the Ravens, that one area is mainly special teams. It's not a, it's not, oh gosh, the offensive lines and tatters and,
well,
and quarterback.
The Ravens are run by people who've won things, and they've won things in their actual job. Like,
too.
The Ravens have an owner who I have issues with them from time to time, but he's proven to invest back into their infrastructure. He's been a part of winning organizations as they've evolved throughout the course of Harbaugh's tenure as a head coach. And they've dealt with heavy expectations and dealt with them pretty well for a long time. Although Harb's trying to pretend they're not in Super Bowl or bust mode is cute.
Yeah, it's
funny. But like, the Orioles have none of that.
No.
They don't have the infrastructure. They don't have the know-how. They don't have the experience dealing with those expectations. Like, they don't have any commodity who's anything close to what Lamar Jackson is as a singular force in football. So, yeah, I understand the fears, but like,
I
when the Ravens have missed,
yeah,
they've missed by losing, not going as far in the playoffs as we'd like. The Orioles are run by people who've never won a playoff game.
Yeah. Yeah, the Ravens, what's Lamar, 3-5 in the playoffs? That's, and remember, that's you win, you move forward. The Orioles have not won a playoff game.
Right. And they're not single elimination.
Yes, correct. The Ravens have been to an AFC title game. The Orioles, they have not. 410-583-1057.
It would be interesting if they did.
Yeah,
if they
yeah.
made it to an AFC title game.
I mean, that you know, the
I'll
ALCS.
Say this. Michael Eisner's got a better chance of taking the Orioles to the AFC championship
yes, he does.
Than he does the American League championship.
Because he probably can get tickets from EDC. Let's go to Trippy. Trippy, you're on
Trippy.
The fan.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey,
what's
there.
Up, man?
Hey, man, I'm just enjoying my last day being 35. Well, my last Thursday being 35. You know, my birthday Sunday. So
oh, happy birthday.
Birthday, Trippy.
It's lovely to be the age where you're counting down the days to your birthday.
Hey, did Todd Monken wish you a happy birthday?
Well, no. I'm supposed to be going out there tomorrow, so I'm pretty sure here, what's the name? I'll post a video. But look, right, speaking of the Orioles, I thought I kind of had hope going, like, into the All-Star break. But, like, now I'm looking at it like us fans, like, I'm going to be real with you. We keep talking about 3 years ago when we won 100 games. Like, let's talk about the one time when we was up against the Royals in 2015, right? Remember?
Yeah.
And they slowly but surely came back, and we got swept. Ever since that, the Orioles ain't been the same, so I'm looking at it like this, right? Let's see what the younger guys got. I know people keep saying, well, this and that. Like, some of them old folks that's not going to be here next year, let's just get something for them and see what it is. But at this point, I'm happy Ravens season back because I'm sick of the Orioles. I'm being honest with you, but I'm going to be visiting them tomorrow. So hopefully they get a dub, you know. But other than that, it was great talking to y'all, man. Hope
Thank
y'all
you.
See some of y'all at Pickles tomorrow.
We will not be there, but don't be a stranger.
The Bobster will be there.
Yeah, the BBT will be there.
All right, well, you know, I got y'all around, though. You know, I support the team. Shout out 105.7 FM. You know what?
Thank you.
If, in Baltimore City.
If they can't beat the Rockies to give you that as a birthday gift, then we're really,
in
trouble.
They're giving them floppy hats and a Cowser section, Jason. Like, wins.
That doesn't mean they're going to win the game.
Wins? Yeah, you're getting floppy hats in a Cowser section.
Manzolino's all about the wins. Haven't you heard?
Oh, but they got to score more points.
Yeah, they do.
They really need to work on
more points and score more points.
Yeah, they got to work on that. Hey, coming up next, we did a six-pack earlier. What are we hoping to glean from training camp this summer? Well, we'll toss this around a little bit. Let Bone get in on this. What are we hoping to see? What do we think we'll see this summer at Ravens training camp? We'll discuss next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.